Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live this evening. It's Monday evening / afternoon, depending on where you are, and it is Monday, August 26, 2013. We're on bbsradio.com, station 1, and we have a great show for you tonight. Our Monday night program is what we like to call the Healing Highway, and it's a show that deals with your breakdowns and your breakthroughs on your road to healing. So we welcome everybody. Welcome to our new listeners and to our regular listeners. And Ron, I will turn it over to you so that we can charge up the light beam picture. If everybody wants to just take a second and bring up that large image of the face, it can be found on bbsradio.com/creationlightshift or on Ron's website, creationlightshift.com. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, everybody. So, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen on BBS. It's real simple. Just scroll down a little ways, and voila, there it is. And we've been bringing in mails for quite a while, so we'll still be doing that. Here they come. The males have, I don't know, I guess I could use the word the strongest energy, but it doesn't necessarily mean that, but we'll bring them in. It's hard to describe what the differences are, but the males are what I'm bringing in now. So here we go. One, you can feel your body change. Two, as you get back into peace. Three, four, five. Well, some people are way out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And let's do a real simple clearing here for people. And this one here is just for maybe just starting the week off here. Since it's Monday, maybe some of you out there just have a situation going on from the weekend. Maybe you didn't want to come to work today or something, or the blues on Monday maybe. So let's just take away that energy here. So if you do have that, we'll bring in some more peace energy for you. If you don't have it, you're just going to feel a little better. Here we go. So taking away that particular energy, that emotional energy of the blues. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and how many of you are in your body right? Let me see you raise your hands here. Okay, so there's some of you that are not in your body properly. So what does that mean? That means that your spirit is could be crooked in your body, could be upside down. Maybe you were out visiting things on the astral plane and got caught in a sword fight and you got cut in half. Maybe you got blown up and one of your feet's missing or something. This is what the astral plane basically is for, in a sense, is to, maybe take out frustrations and things that you may have here and just other things happening. So here we go. Let's put you in your body right. Who created the astral plane? I have no clue, but it's there and people will tend to go to it. So here we go. Going to move you around in your body, and here we go, going to reposition you. That feels pretty good. Now we're going to take you in and out a few times, being taken out from your crown, we'll say, going into your feet. You're going to be coming up and out and coming to the bottom of your feet, coming back up to give your legs some better energy of healing, which you probably don't have now. So here we go, coming in. Going out and in, 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 out and in. Okay. So, see how you feel? You might want to even get up and walk. If you're going to walk about 20 steps. I have told people that before, and they walk about 2, and they come back and sit down. That's not going to help you at all, because you want your bones to readjust in your body and your muscles to move around, because you may feel completely different as you're walking and hearing things go, pop, 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 and bend over and twist and do this, because you may start to feel better. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, thanks. It's always great to get our spirits realigned. And if you're new and this is kind of sounding really weird to you, you have no idea what Ron is talking about, you can check out the Wikipedia page, and you can find that on our BBS radio homepage. And also there's a link to it on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. There's also a great Q&A document, which answers a lot of frequently asked questions. And you can find that also on the BBS homepage and on Ron's website as well. So, Ron, I have a lot of great questions from our listeners tonight. Thanks so much, everybody, for sending everything in. If you have a question and you'd like me to read it on the air, you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that's also in the fast chat. Also, you can listen via phone while the program is live, and the number for that is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 265115#. Okay, so Ron, I'll go right into the questions, and the first question comes from a listener who is wondering. This is actually from last week, and we didn't get to it, but they're wondering, when an entity is released from a body, what fills the space it left? and they're wondering, is the space filled with spirit, with life force energy, or both spirit and life force energy? Thank you for your help.
Okay, so whenever you do a clearing on the creation light shift, so whatever it is, the emotional clearing or any type of clearing, when it's taken away in energy, I guess the question would be, what takes its place? Well, hopefully, it's supposed to be your spirit. So, you know, we can always assume that your spirit's coming back to you because it's walking outside of your body, and it can't come in because there's no way for it to come in because you kicked it out, and, you know, you didn't tell it to come back in again. So these clearings can help do that. But what happens if you don't have a spirit? What's going to come into that void? Well, if the void isn't taken care of, and this happens automatically, but if it wasn't taken care of and you did a clearing, then all of a sudden you're going to be having maybe more of the same or worse things coming into your body. Maybe your body's a host for entities, so you could have entities coming into you. So from there, with the creation light shift, automatically, you know, either a placeholder comes in, which is just light energy, to hold your space, even though you may not even be around, or it's your spirit, and that's basically the two things. So when you have more of the placeholders you'll put in, we'll say the, of light there, and placeholders, then these placeholders are just going to be of light. You're going to feel more peace. So that's what you're feeling. So you become peaceful. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so thank you, Ron. And it's true, once you start doing the clearing, you will feel more connected to your spirit, which is source energy. And that's the energy that created you. So that's what we're talking about here. And it's really a pretty amazing thing to have that. So, sorry, Ron, I'm just getting to the questions here. We have another question from a listener who is wondering about the charged images and photos that you have available, and they're wondering if the charged photos can be put behind a glass in a frame.
Yes. Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, whatever you want to do with it is perfectly fine. So if you want to put it on a frame, if you want to, you know, have it in your car or whatever, no problem. So that's good. And
okay,
well, it's the peace energy.
So, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about the photos that you charge? I know we sell them through the website, and we also have them at the expos. And you have an expo coming up in October. In New York. So if you're in the New York area, I'll give the details for that a little bit later in the show. But Ron does sell the photos at the expo, and they're really beautiful. So definitely they're a great way to sort of remind yourself of the peace energy and also bring it into your space. And of course, you know, during the radio shows, we have the great lighting image. So that's bringing peace energy to you and your space.
What we do at the expos is just energize the different pictures that we have, and I'll bring in the original spirit energy that would be on the light ship from that being that people talk about down here. Those energies were here once upon a time, although they're no longer here because they don't stick around. So anyway, a lot of people like to have you know, the archangels energized. Saint Germain people like too, and you know, we energize that. And that photo, for instance, some people kind of get confused because they think they, you know, go to the I Am Church and get all these pictures of Saint Germain, and think that they have it, and it's not the same energy. It's the light of the darkness. So once you kind of find out about the light of the darkness, what's copying the true light, source energy, then you realize that, you know, you can be, I guess the word would be, you know, deceived, because a lot of people have all these icons and they try to use them. I see I got sent this, this link here, and it says why I am no longer a light worker, and it's, let's see. I'm trying to think how somebody would find it. Maybe just typing that into Google search, it might make it, and give that. So you may want to check on that. It has the i-uv.com. So it's http, :// which everybody should probably understand. And then it's I, then a dash, you know, halfway up, uv.com. And you could try that and just see if that tends to get it. I think it's also to be posted on the fast chat, but the people listening on the radio, on their telephone, you could check it out there. So I guess it's i-uv blog. That's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Ron. It's I think if you Google why I am no longer a light worker, like with quotes around it, you'll also be able to pull it up that way.
Yeah, sure. The dark side makes the false light look good. Well, that's what we're talking about. Chandler's being deceived. Light workers are being thoroughly used. Yeah, well, they use them to death. Was that about a golden age? And then, of course, that C for age in front of a cage. Going, yeah.
Interesting.
I haven't read any of this yet, but the titles are right up our alley. Hopefully it's done in a positive light, in a sense, so that people can understand that they are being deceived and played with by the darkness and other groups that are transmitting energies to them for mind control. I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's an interesting article. It's also interesting because a lot of it is people kind of realizing what's going on with the false light or the light of the darkness, which, I mean, Ron's been talking about that for a long time. So it's pretty interesting to see that other people are recognizing it. So I put the link in the fast chat, and also if you want to Google why I am no longer a light worker, you can find it that way. It's kind of interesting to read. So I was wondering if anybody out there has heard about these recent earthquakes worldwide. I haven't heard about them, but if you have, write us or type it into the fast chat. Again, tonight we'll be checking clsquestions@yahoo.com. And maybe we'll get some feedback on that. And I have been hearing a lot about the wildfires out in the Midwest and the West, but I haven't heard anything about earthquakes. So if anybody has had any kind of strange phenomenon going on related to earthquakes or maybe the weather, we always like to hear about that. So very interesting stuff. And I'll just keep going with the questions, Ron, if that's okay with you. We have a question here from a listener who unfortunately has a dying parent. His mother is in a nursing home, and he feels that she's in her final days, and he has purchased the Unlimited Spirit barcode removal for her. So he's wondering if he should carry on doing this spirit barcode removal for her after she passes away.
Well, that's a very good question. Typically, I would say you probably would not need to, but what I would do is the deceased loved one's clearing, and that will get the spirit out of here instantly. And then maybe also do the emotional one. The difference is normally the spirit barcode is for people that want to leave at ascension time, and they don't know when ascension is, and neither do I. but they don't want to be held captive in a dark side universe, so that barcode will prevent them from being stuck in the Beyondo forever, okay? So that's what it's up for. And that gets the barcode off of you. But you could do it, maybe for a month afterwards, if you wish. But I think probably it might be best to do the deceased loved ones clearing, and we have the spirit and also the emotions, so that way the spirit is instantly taken away from here. The barcode one will have the person probably put in quarantine, which might be very similar. So it's a very good question. But typically, the barcode is for somebody who doesn't want to, be taken sideways at ascension time. So if ascension happens, say, in a month from now, you don't want to be taken sideways, then that's the one to do. If you're no longer living or somebody's no longer living, then that barcode probably would not be that active, because the spirit does not have life force energy from the body on it. So it's hard to actually answer that question. I would do the deceased loved ones clearing and get the spirit out of here instantly. Otherwise, it could be waiting for ascension time. So that's, I guess, the answer. Do that. Do the other clearing, deceased loved ones for the spirit, and that way the spirit will leave here instantly. And the barcode one is going to help protect the person as long as they're living. That's, I guess, the way to look at it, to maybe phrase both clearings for what the differences are. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, so thank you so much. And if you are curious about this or any of the other clearings, they're all on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So hopefully that helps you. And it seems like you're doing the right thing. So do the spirit barcode removal, the unlimited, I guess, while your mom is still alive. And then after she passes on, maybe try that, do that the other clearing that Ron suggested, the deceased loved ones clearing. And I actually have another question related to that, Ron. Someone had their brother-in-law, whose initials are KW, his physical body died last night, and they're pretty sure he did the 2012 dark side ascension, but they're not sure. They're wondering if you could check on that, and also they're wondering if he also needs the emotional and spirit deceased loved ones clearing, or is it too late for the spirit if they did the dark side ascension? So I think they still might have some time, Ron, so wondering what you think about that.
Yeah, I would just do the emotional body one, releases the emotions that person had when they were living, and normally, you know, in the funeral process, that emotional body, like I've always said, can body hop from one person to the next, and probably even including you, you know. So if you feel, when you think about the person, all of a sudden you get a thought in your head, and the thoughts are, you know, of the person, how they used to be, how they lived, you know, maybe you hung out with them a lot. And all these events will come rushing forward, just like a movie being played out in your head, and then you feel sad. Well, it's probably not your sadness. That emotional body has just downloaded all of its information to you, and now naturally it feels sad, and now it's going to make you feel sad. So by releasing the emotional body, that can help out, you know, maybe it's 100 people who have been around that person, because that emotional body now needs something to feed off of. And by doing that, it's gone, and no problem. You may feel, you know, a big relief taken off of your shoulders. The spirit one is also good to do, because it will prevent the spirit from being forced into the reincarnation process. And most spirits, are contaminated, just like an emotional body. But by doing that clearing, automatically it'll go to quarantine and it'll have stuff cleaned off of it. But it is good to do an emotional clearing, but I don't know at this point, it would help the spirit, but, you know, I don't think it's needed. Okay. So just do the deceased loved one's clearing. You do them both and you're going to feel much better. You know, as you go to the funeral process, you know, typically it's probably about a week away. I'm assuming that anyway. And you may feel like, wow, what a burden has been lifted off of me. And, you know, I can maybe see happy thoughts in place of all the ones that are haunting you, which are pulling strings and stuff to make you upset. So that might be wonderful to experience that. Most people, you know, when they go to funerals, they kind of dread the funerals, you know, because of all the negativity that comes with it and the guilt and stuff that people have for maybe not saying the proper words or being the proper child or whatever is passed on to you, all that guilt. And, you know, you might feel completely different. You know, I'm sure there's people out there who have felt great, you know, by going to a funeral, but, other than that, most people, it is kind of a very sad situation. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true, Ron. I think a lot of that is passed down to us through our DNA. So that's why it's important to do all of those clearings, both while we are here and for those who have passed on recently, because all of that can affect us. All of these things are, you know, soul family agreements or generational stuff that we need to clear out. And I know we've talked about this on the show before about how now, you know, they're making discoveries that all of the things our ancestors felt and saw and experienced are also passed on to us. So even more important to get in and clear all that stuff out. So the healings and clearings that Ron does do go pretty deep, and you can go back through several generations if you're having a specific issue that maybe keeps happening in your life, or you're not sure, you know, why you feel, you know, maybe extreme anxiety or depression. So all these things, you know, after you do your whole lifetime emotional healing, you might want to go in and look for more, you know, areas where you have to clear further generations out. So I actually have a question here that's kind of related to that, Ron. And this person is asking about near-death experiences. So they're saying when they read accounts of these experiences in their life review, people experience the emotions of others who they have done good to or harmed. That is, we see ourselves through the eyes of those we interact with, and we feel their emotions. Interesting. So in a near-death experience, they're asking, is it the spirit that has the emotional experiences, or is it the emotional body, or both?
Good question. It's both. I remember, if you had a near-death experience, so I'll just kind of rephrase that. If your physical body died, and your spirit left your body, and then your body got revived again after whatever, we'll just say, I'll just say 5 minutes, okay, just to make it sound like a lot. And then your body got revived, and then your spirit came back in. Then during that process of the 5 minutes, you may be seeing other beings out there according to your own belief system. And if these beings are maybe still held captive, I don't know if your parents are living. Let's just put it this way. Let's say your parents are living and you died. Well, you're probably not going to see your parents because they're already in a body, you know. But you might see great-grandparents or some other people that maybe you, you know, met in that lifetime or in your lifetime because, you know, you're going through that process. You will have to go through a deprogramming because, like I said, your spirit does carry the energy of your emotions. So if you were to take your spirit out of your body, we'll just say we're in the laboratory here, we took somebody's spirit out and we took out their emotional body, the spirit would have light in it through part of it where the emotional body will not. It'll just be gunk. It'll be judgment. And that judgment then will also go into your spirit. And so it would look pretty similar, except your spirit could have a little bit of light in it. Normally, as you get older and older, that light starts to diminish because you have more judgments. So you will go through a past life review, and that could start in, like the person's talking about, when the person, when the body died, maybe the spirit now is getting deprogrammed. And so now it's seeing some of these events, which you probably could remember. And then all of a sudden the body gets awakened again. And what I think could happen is that the body already released, the physical body already released a lot of this stuff. May not be what you're looking at, but the physical body starts to get deprogrammed because there's no more electrical energy to hold the programs in place. So just kind of think of a power outage, and all the lights get turned out, and you know, like your computer, you know, all of a sudden, if you start losing, it's not the same, but just kind of picture if you lost your power in your computer, sometimes you will lose programs that are up on your screen, or just kind of look at it as it just starts to go through a decaying process and just starts losing information because it doesn't have enough power to hold all the memory. So just kind of give it very simple here. So if you're off for 5 minutes, maybe you lost 10% of your life's stuff. It could be positive or negative. Okay, it doesn't make any difference. Now, when you get re-jump-started again and the body gets awakened, maybe they put the paddles on you or something, then your spirit hops in, does a crash landing in you, and all of a sudden now you go, wow, what happened to me? You know, I was dead? Well, yeah, okay. I saw what death was like. I saw the white light tunnel, et cetera, and I could see all these negative things in my life kind of leaving me, which would be true because, you know, the body was turned off. And maybe your spirit has the negative things in it to give you the memory of what you did or used to be, but the body is gone. So right away, you may change personalities because the programs that were activated in this lifetime maybe are no longer there. And so now you may be changing who you are and everything else, and people see you differently, and you maybe just completely are a different person. So hopefully I answered the question. So either way, the emotional body can actually start to get deprogrammed, and as it comes back in, because you only have one of those, remember, it's attached to you upon your birth. So it could be getting deprogrammed along, it could resonate with the body. That's how the clearings work. You know, your body gets, the emotional body gets discharged, and so does your physical body. That's why we do clearings. And the same thing could happen, you know, if you were to have that type of experience. So both bodies could be getting deprogrammed because they're not connected to the physical body. And they resonate back and forth to the body. So anything you want to add, Elizabeth, in case I missed something?
Well, actually, I was just checking the fast chat, Ron, and somebody was asking about why would you see your grandparents? Wouldn't they also be in a body if they have a forced reincarnation? Why would you see them again?
It all depends how, if you got deprogrammed enough.
Okay.
So, remember, if you're turned off for probably, I'll just say if you're turned off for an hour, you probably won't have much information at all in the body from this lifetime. So you'd probably look pretty innocent when you got turned back on again. I could probably do something like that for people if you're interested. I'm not going to turn your heart off, but I could probably, I can take out the emotional body. A lot of women love that. You should see women's faces when I do it in person. I remember doing one group of about 20 women, and, this is probably way back when, you know. And I did this for them, and they looked at me with their eyeballs kind of popping out and their jaws dropped down. And they were angry because they were women. And they go, now I know how men feel, why men aren't emotional. Why, you know, because I don't have the emotions right now. And my body's so much more in peace. And they were upset because they were female, having to deal with emotions. You know, so that was kind of that. I'm not saying that that's 100% correct for everybody. But here we go. You can feel it yourself, everybody. And here we go. So for men, you may not feel much at all. If you don't deal with emotions, you know, you're probably more in the mental. Where women are probably going to feel this a lot. So here we go. We're going to turn off that emotional body. And it will come back on again. I'll leave it off for as long as this program. And then when it hits straight up on the hour, you can start to feel the emotions come in. It'll take, I'll have it come in slowly for 1 hour of time for you. So that way it'll be, you're easing yourself back into it. So here we go. One, turning it off. I'll count to 10. You can actually feel your body changing. And you may feel like completely relaxed, like maybe, you know, you had maybe, say, a drink or something, you know, or maybe some kind of drug to numb you out a little bit, painkiller or something. So here we go. One, turn off the emotional body. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There, now it's turned off. So, how are you people feeling?
Yeah, let us know on the fast chat or at the clsquestions@yahoo.com. Wow, Ron, I feel like my voice changed, like my vocal cords are more relaxed or something. Very interesting. It's always great to get...
Body. Yeah.
Sorry,
the mental
go ahead,
body.
Ron.
Yeah, I'll do the mental body. This typically is for men who basically think a lot, you know? So... just kind of drawing those two conclusions. It's not always, you know, 100%, but here we go. And this will also work for women, too. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There. So, if you were busy in your head all the time, trying to analyze, think about things, it'll put your mind at ease. So, remember, you're disconnected now. By doing this clearing, I think you're disconnected, you know, from the matrix of things connecting to you. I can't say that's 100% correct. You can kind of try to look at different things now. And, you know, it just might give you a lot of relief. So, and we'll, again, turn this body on in 1 hour, straight up on the hour, and then it'll be activated again in 1 hour, come up slowly. And you need these bodies so that, you know, because we live in mind energy here by the aliens, remember your thoughts create your reality, and somebody thinks a bad thought about you, it could kill you, and these bodies are in the buffer zone between your physical body and, we'll just say, the space around you, so you won't be hit and die from somebody thinking bad thoughts. That's why we have them. And energy cordings and everything else that happens here. So everybody says, why do I need to have that body now? I feel so much better. Well, you need it. Otherwise, you wouldn't make it here. Your spirit did you a favor so you could live. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's really true. And I think, you know, it's really interesting because I always think of, you know, comparing this to driving a car. And you know, since we call the show The Healing Highway, it's kind of like you're looking out your windshield and you're so used to seeing all of these smudges and, you know, bugs and dust and all these things that have splattered on it. you get so used to it just adapting to this stuff that you don't really understand what it's like to be clear anymore. It's, I guess, like wearing a dirty pair of eyeglasses, too. You could think of it that way. Like, after you clean them off, everything just seems so different. So that's kind of what a lot of the clearings will do for you. And it's it's really interesting to get testimonials, so let us know. And also, I just got one from a listener who is saying that they did the emotional spirit barcode removal and many more over the last couple of years. They had a traumatic weekend last weekend and were able to deal with it without getting reactive or out of control with it. The clearings really work. Thank you so much. And that's always great to know. So it's definitely helpful. You can also do a lot of the sample healings, which are all free. You can find those at creationlightship.com. There's really, you know, no limit to how deeply you can take this. And I think, you know, what I started doing is just started doing the samples, and then, you know, things got, you know, better, and, you know, I was able to get more of the healing. So they really do help you. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners will also send in testimonials about that. So I have a kind of an interesting question here, Ron. Someone's asking, if does eating meat affect your ascension if you're a meat eater?
Boy, that's a good question. A lot of people do ask that. Typically, I would say it's not going to affect it at all, because you have teeth and your ancestors ate meat and everybody else ate meat. The only thing that, you know, as far as ascension, it's how much you can clean your body out to take your body with you. Like just doing the spirit barcode, then you're out of here. But the, you know, as you do eat anything, and I would think the worst thing to eat, besides meat, would be like eating, octopus. So if you go out and you have octopus to eat, you are getting yourself filled full of aliens, or maybe a cow's not going to have that in it. So I would say food that, you know, I don't think you can eat a jellyfish, but, you know, squids and things like that would be the worst thing you could probably ever eat, because you will get their DNA in it. And then you're eating an alien. And, you know, that would not be too good. So remember, you know, we have cavemen, you know, out there that used to eat meat. And, you know, you might want to stop eating sushi, possibly. And if you look about at it now, just kind of looking at that, and they say they're giving, you know, 300 tons a day of radioactive water, I don't think that would be too good to eat anything that came out of the ocean. But, you know, that's up to you. I feel very, it's just too bad that there are people living and that's all they can eat, because maybe they're, you know, on a little island someplace and that's their whole habitat, is catching fish or something, you know, to eat fish and whatever. So anyway, just to be kind of bad. So you got to kind of, you know, judge it for yourself. But yeah, if you do eat any type of meat, then you are having the DNA in the meat being passed on to you. So that I can say. Is it going to affect you from ascending? Well, there's so much more things worse than that, okay? Because your body is filled full of gunk, so you want to clean the gunk out. So I would say it would be just a minor thing to do. Morally, that's up to you if you want to do that, because, you know, you're taking a life of another animal. And that's kind of up to you. But the question was, will it help you in the ascension process? If you did all the clearings on the website and you feel really good, then, you know, maybe if you stop eating meat, you know, you might feel maybe 1% better. So I don't think it's going to be that much of a big deal by not eating meat. So, if your body's still full of thousands of years of judgments. And that's how I look at it, okay? Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, I think it all depends on every individual. And, you know, I mean, I think it's pretty much a case-by-case basis. So I just wanted to add that Ron does have the expo coming up in New York, and right now the dates we have for that are October 22nd through the 24th, and it's really a great experience. It's at the Hotel New Yorker. There is a lot of lectures and panel discussions. You can find out more about that at the, I think it's the New Life Expo in New York. They're actually not doing a Los Angeles one. So New Life Expo, and there's also information about that in the Fast Chat, or if you're listening on the phone, you can go to newlifeexpo.com to find out more about that. And Ron will be doing the light chamber, and also we will have the divine activated images there for everybody to purchase. So it's a great experience if you've never been and you're in that area, or you know, in the tri-state area, definitely check it out. It's a great show, and lots of interesting things happen there. So just putting it out there for everybody. We could do a few clearings, Ron, if you're up for that. If anybody would like to type into the Fast Chat an emotional body they'd like to have cleared, that would be okay. I'm thinking maybe anxiety, Ron. That's always a good one to do on Mondays. Everybody's kind of anxious about getting back to work and having to get up early after sleeping in all weekend. So I don't know if you want to start there, and then maybe we can wait for some requests.
Yeah, I guess anxiety would be a good one because, you know, typically most people probably start work on Monday. And now you got to work all those days until it's Friday night, and then you got the weekend. And so you're now looking at the anxiety of the whole week. You couldn't stay in the weekend. I moved on and moved you with it. So here we go. Anxiety clearing. So one, two, think of an anxiety that you're dealing with here. Just could be anxiety for Monday, you know. In fact, if you don't like Mondays, then go on to the natal chart and put Monday in. That's a key word. Maybe, you know, something happened to you on a Monday. You know, maybe you were a horse thief, or your ancestors were, let's put it that way, and maybe they got hung on Monday. And Mondays come and it's 4 o'clock or something, you know, or high noon, and you go, uh-oh, I don't like this time. Well, maybe your ancestors died at that time, and you're carrying the stench of death at noon. Passed on to you. That's your gift from your ancestors. So here we go. Weird things happen like that. You release something from the distant past, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I didn't even know I had that, but I feel great. So in fact, we'll do that of being hung. We'll do that after I clear Monday. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, Monday's third, the anxiety. Now we're going to do one for other two. One will be being stoned to death. So that can go back quite a long ways, okay? So here we go, being stoned to death. And this is probably not you, like I said. This is in your genetics. So maybe you saw a movie on TV where somebody got stoned to death. And this is with rocks, okay? So we got some people who take drugs and may think, oh, boy, what a way to go, you know? Anyway, here we go. So this is people who got rocks thrown at them, and their body died, and you got all that pain, and you might even feel pain in your body. So here we go. You're stoned to death from the past and your genetics, releasing that from you. And this you could even call a past life, because as you look at it, it looks like you anyway, and you got it. So 1, 2, 3. Pretty heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I want to get up, walk around, and bend and twist. Maybe when I'm taking off of you, maybe you had a bone out of place because the rock hit it and broke it. And it came in this lifetime and is a little out of place. Now we're fixing it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If anything popped into place, you hear a pop or crackle or something, that means that you probably have this condition. We'll do not one being hung by the neck. And for a lot of people, you may start to get your eyes watering. You may have may start coughing. May have, water running out of your nose. That happens a lot. May break out into a sweat. Here we go. It hung by the neck, and you died. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Maybe your neck itches you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll see what happens. And if you did feel something, will you please send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com so we can have it and we can talk about that. Maybe we'll do it again sometime for some people. Here we go. I can do one more. Maybe you were out there doing something and they wanted to cut one of your hands off, okay? And this may get a little personal. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. See how that's doing there. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Great. Thank you, Ron. And just wanted to clarify really quickly, I actually had the dates wrong for the expo. The website says it's the 25th through the 22nd. I'm sorry, the 27th, and I was actually looking at the 2012 dates. So that is 10/25 through 10/27, 2013, New Life Expo, and I will post that in the fast chat as well. Sorry about that. Okay, so Ron, we are just about have 5 minutes or so left, and I'm going to take one more question. Somebody is asking, is there any clearing effective at stopping the continuous nasty visuals they see with their eyes closed? They've tried timeline crashes and everything they can think of. So I'm not sure what might help out with that. Just thinking, if they've been doing timeline crashes and that's not helping, I wonder what might be able to give them some relief from that. I can go check the site right now and see if I can come up with anything.
Well, you might try the mind looping clearing, mind loop one, because that'll keep recycling the mind, and maybe you're getting pictures from the mind. If it's disturbing a lot, then you may want to do that special clearing. It's not a call special. It's a clearing for the problematic event clearing. There's two other words in there. I should write it down, but anyway, that one could probably do it. But the mind loop one, I think I would try, okay? I'd give that one a shot, I think. And if it's disturbing things about aliens, possibly, then you could do the alien attack page. That's under eliminating alien attack. And by getting stuff, pictures all the time, then you may want to do timeline crashes on it. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and also I was thinking maybe that crown chakra alien cording disconnection, that could be something that's affecting you. But also, there is the free clearing, which is that alien head connector removal, or what is it called? Alien head implant removal. So maybe try that one, and if you feel something changing, then do the crown chakra disconnection. See if that helps any. And also the satellite, which is also a free one. That's a sample on the website, the satellite timeline crash. So hopefully that'll help some. I should also mention that Ron does weekly calls. We've got one coming up tomorrow on Tuesday, the cording removal special. And Thursday is clone body removal. And Friday is entity removal. So Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, every week, Ron does special weekly clearings for everybody. The calls are wonderful. There's also, we have shows on BBS Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Wednesday is also Station 1, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and that's a great show with Carrie. And then Friday and Saturday, we have Friday's our paranormal night, and Saturday is our live on the light ship, and those are both on Station 2, same time, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So make sure you tune into all of those. Ron, we have to just about wrap up here, so I will say thank you for all of the free samples on tonight's show. Thanks, everybody, for all of your great questions, and I'll turn it over to you, Ron, and I'll just say goodnight to everybody.
Okay, everybody, so we'll just do the Mind to Heart drop to help everybody out, and you should all know this by heart by now, because we talk about it on so many shows, and if you're not doing that, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you, but here's what you want to do. You want to command your spirit. You take your thoughts inside of your head, and drop them into your heart. If you don't command your spirit, it won't work. If you don't say it out loud, it won't work either. Because then you're in the mind energy, and we all know, or you should know, who is in control of the mind. Mind was not created by the light. So here we go. It's taken over by darkness, and the darkness energies are controlling the mind. All those little ones and zeros. So here we go. In true light, there's no ones and zeros. It doesn't exist. No thoughts, and you're at peace. So here we go. Dropping down, commanding your spirit. And I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards so you can actually feel your thoughts come back into peace. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, thank you. And tomorrow we have a conference call about energetic cording, 5:30 Pacific. Thank you. Blessings.